It's time for Rhema for Today.
The reason we can do this is because Jesus has already defeated him. We do not have to go out and war against him. We do have to go take possession of what he's trying to take away from us. You know, you don't have to do it in a fighting, warring kind of way. You just got to go in there and tell him, use the sword of the Spirit. See, using the sword of the Spirit is telling him what Jesus has already done. Jesus already defeated you. I ain't got to fight you. The Bible says that the only fight or the war that we get in is the fight of faith.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, How to Be an Overcomer. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Now he says, and then pray in tongues. And now go to war in tongues. Huh? It says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Out of the whole armor that you put on, you got one piece that is for offense. You got one piece of equipment that is for fighting. What is it? The sword of the Spirit, which is what?
The Word of God.
The Word of God. So how do you fight the enemy?
The Word of God.
Praying in the Spirit? You pray in the Spirit. No three times about it. You pray in the Spirit, that's for sure. But praying in the Spirit is not for you to do battle with. Praying in the Spirit is to, what Apostle Paul said, is to build you up. To endue you with power from on high so you can fight in the battle. Hello? See, even when you get into intercession, you're not warring in the Spirit. You are praying about something to God. It's not warring. You're praying about something to God. See, torment the devil by speaking in tongues. Never happened. Never happened. No way. By speaking in tongues, you're going to torment the devil. You fight with the Word. All right? 1 Corinthians 14:2. How you like this teaching? 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understand them, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. How in the world? Then the Word of God says that if you're praying in tongues, you're speaking to God. That's what the Bible says. Several places. In fact, it says here that you, howbeit you speak mysteries unto God, intimating that only God understands you when you're praying in the Spirit. Now, I'm not preaching this as doctrine, but there is an intimation here that the devil himself can't even get in. See, he can't even get in on what you're praying to God about when you're praying in the Spirit. I like that. It's a private line between me and God. Ain't nobody cut in on it. They can't wiretap it. Woo! If it gets wiretapped, the buzzer goes off. Then you go out there and you cut the devil's wires. Hello? See, you don't pray in tongues to the devil. The Bible says that you pray in tongues building yourself up, then you go out with the sword of the Spirit, not looking for him. But if he shows up, you show him what to do. The reason we can do this is because Jesus has already defeated him. We do not have to go out and war against him. We do have to go take possession of what he's trying to take away from us. You know, you don't have to do it in a fighting, warring kind of way. You just got to go in there and tell, use the sword of the Spirit. See, using the sword of Spirit is telling him what Jesus has already done. Jesus already defeated you. I ain't got to fight you. The Bible says that the only fight or the war that we get in is the fight of faith. Now, it's speaking in tongues and keeping that communion open with God that builds the batteries. That keeps this spirit man alive with power. I don't have to go war against the devil. Jesus Christ was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. What do I want to go out and fight him for when he's already been whipped? My big brother already stomped all over his head. All I got to do is go out there and just say, he gets in my way and says, hey, buddy, I ain't got to pay attention to you. My big brother already defeated you. And in the name of Jesus, get out of here. Leave me alone. When the devil comes in, all of his stuff roaring, talking himself so proud, I ain't got to fall down and begin to pray in tongues. Thank God I already prayed in tongues. I got the power on the inside. It ain't going to take me all night praying to get anything done. I speak to the devil in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says he has to go. Somebody said, well, he don't leave immediately. That's all right. The Bible says stand and keep what? Swinging the sword. How do you swing the sword? By keeping the word of God coming out of your mouth. We had a bully in school one time. He's supposed to be in the 8th grade. He's in the 6th grade. You know, come down the hall. You still got your head in the locker. He slammed the locker on your head. Get out on the playground. He shoves everybody down. You know, hey, I'm skinny dude. I was tall as I am now, but only weighed 145 pounds. I graduated from high school, senior in high school, so you imagine how skinny I was in sixth grade. I mean, I could play hide and go seek and hide behind a telephone pole. If the wind was blowing outside, Mama would give me bricks to tie on my britches. Not literally, but I mean, I was about that small, all right? I mean, I was tall, but I was skinny. You know what I mean? Them days are gone forever. I mean, he give everybody a bad time. He'd been doing it. He did it in the 4th grade. He did it to us in the 5th grade. Now we're in the 6th grade, he's still doing it. One of my best friends I went to school with, Charles one of them quiet boys, never said much, you know. But when he did, you better listen to what he said, because he ain't going to say it twice. Because second time, he goes into action. He told him, he shoved him, he said, he pointed his finger at him, he called him by name, he said, don't ever lay a hand on me again as long as you live. He just reached out and shoved him. When he did, it was like a stick of dynamite went off. I mean, all you could see is knees and elbows. Charles went into action. Before anybody knew what happened. Actually, he never even come off the ground. He was on the ground and his dove hit him right around the knees. The guy went down, and before the guy could even move, Charles was right on top of him. sitting right in the middle of his chest. Whoop, 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 whoop. Here come all the lady teachers. They come running out to go stop the fight. Mr. Thompson come running up. He's the principal. He said, any of you don't want to see this, you girls, you ladies, go inside. He said, I've been looking for a David and I found one and ain't nobody gonna stop him. And of course, boy, then all of us got in. Come on, Charles, get him for me. Come on, Charles, get him. I'm gonna tell you what. You know, a few days later, all the bruises and the black eyes started healed up. He walked down the hall. You know what? He tried that same trick. Some of them boys cowered down to him. But you know what? He come by me, knocked me in that locker. I spun around and I said, I will tell you something. You ain't nothing but a bully. And I said, if you don't want what Charles gave you, you better leave me alone. He said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, you know, Call to Arms Men's Conference is coming up
yes.
Really soon. Just
November 6th and 7th.
Yes, here, right here on the Rhema USA campus. Ladies, let me tell you, you know, our husbands just leave everything up to us to organize them, to sign them up for things. So go right now, sign up your husband for Call to Arms, because I'm telling you what, he will come back a changed person. So that's November the 6th and 7th. That's Thursday night and all day Friday. Yes.
And Friday night. Rhema.org/CTA.
Yes.
You can register there. Hey, at the men's conference, you're going to get some good messages. But then also, we're going to have some fellowship time over in the NRC, the Nanowski Rec building. And there's, in the past, a lot of the guys get over there, they play basketball, they play volleyball. We sit around the table and just talk. And sometimes there is a football game on the TV, and we'll watch that and talk. It's just a great time of spiritual renewal and natural fellowship with men of like faith. So come on out and be with us.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.